Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the Spiritual Breakfast, and as you know, from 8:30 to 9 is our interview segment on from Mondays to Fridays. Mondays we have Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu, and on this particular program we'll be discussing the fall of the rogue regime Israel. The date today is the 23rd of Jumad al-Ula 1446. The 23rd of Jumad al-Ula 1446, that is corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 25th of November 2024. So let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Zahid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
The fall of Israel, Mufti Saab, when will we see the fall of Israel?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Jumad al-Ula 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, and more than 90% of the countries, cities, continents of the world. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Before we start with the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel, three things were of importance for us as Muslims. Number one, that remember in the Mail and Guardian, there was a very nice, interesting article, and it is to do with Mias Farm. They say that, they know Mias Farm is based on Islamic law and so forth. So I found it interesting, inshallah, Mu'azzaid Suleiman, you can get it in your news and so forth and so on. And it was mentioned in the Mail and Guardian. Obviously, some people will read it differently, and then the objections will start and so forth and so on. But personally, I found the history important and informative. 1940, you know, that the madrasa started Ma'adul Islami Biwaterfall, P.O. Box 1, Johannesburg. I know that much, you know. And the azim khidmat they made for Quran, that we can never ever deny, you know. So Allah reward them mistakes, all that we all make mistakes. Allah forgive the sins of the forefathers, grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Second thing I found interesting was now in the weekend, so the 23rd, remember, of November, that was the Saturday, past Saturday, day for yesterday. So they had a big gathering there in Durban, and then, you know, Qasim Sema and his son and daughter and everybody were there and other people. So one day, from Newcastle, we were going, that time it was, you know, from Newcastle going to Jan Smuts Airport and so forth. So anyway, we went there. So I told Maulana that, tell me your story about your ship. So from Newcastle, right till Joburg, the airport, and back to Heidelberg. That's where they should take me with, because we'll stop in Heidelberg. The guests want to freshen up, and you know, all this type of thing, long journey from Pakistan, India, wherever. So he told me the whole thing. So it was fascinating, you know. So on a lighter note, I say the ship's name. This is now 23rd November, when? 1942. So 82 years ago. So you must remember that. And you can Google it and you'll find it. They're the big thing there in, you know, in Durban about it. And that Mosema's son Muhammad spoke, and he said that they have the Sema Foundation, and anybody wants more details, they have a booklet also. They're giving it out and distributing it free of charge. So Mosema told me personally 125 people only survived from the 1,000 passengers on the SS Tilawa, you know. So when I speak of it, I say Mosema was making Tilawat, and the ship's name was SS Tilawa. Then he was reading Leela fi Quraishin. His ustads, Hazrat Mohana Badri Alam Sahib, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimullah, Hazrat Mohana Abdul Rahman Amrohi. These were all giants and jibal, giant of ustads. So they told him, Janka Zamana, read all this, read Durud to Najina, and that is what saved him, you know. So that is what you should also remember, something important, and you know, the Muslim should know that. Third one, a very disturbing story also in the Witness. You know, Witness is a newspaper you get that side, Maritzburg and that. So this is how the story runs. So we'll use the word alleged. So it is said that some Dr. Ashraf there, he seems to be a property person, tycoon, and is a doctor also according to the press and so forth, that it seems according to the press that he was implicated directly, indirectly, in the kidnapping of some Pakistani from Witbank, Sakhalin. And then they found him dead in some, you must remember, warehouse, and now they arrested him for the Ashraf, Dr. Ashraf and so forth, and now he wants to go to medical and so forth. So it's a very big story, and in the Witness, you know, so all these stories you should carry, one about Miaswam, and you know the number two is about Mua Qasim Sema, and you know how Allah Ta'ala rescued, saved him. And according to their information, they say there were 280 people who survived, 280, you know, they survived. And third one is Dr. Ashraf, because for each one we got the proof and so forth. The published out in the public domain, and they have mentioned it there and in the newspapers and so forth and so on. So that is Alhamdulillah. So about these type of things here, so we should inform the public what really is happening. We got nothing to be, and that's our references, so carry it in the news and so forth. The last one you can just say alleged and so forth. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Let's come to Israel. So you see, if you study the history of the Jews and so forth, from time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, time of Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, they were already a cursed nation. Always remember that. Everything almost the Anbiya told them, they did the opposite, you know. So therefore, I told you before, you take Jews and you take Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُّ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ. They said Allah's hands are fastened, is very stingy, Allah forbid. غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. See, they already cursed. So Allah Ta'ala made them stingy and cursed them for what they said. Prophets and messengers, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. How many messengers they martyred and murdered? Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, attempted assassination of Isa alayhi salam. In their minds, they think they killed Jesus alayhi salam. Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. And they wanted to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. You see? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, they tried to assassinate. And you see, when you tell them the truth, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. They say there's a cover on our hearts. بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِكُفْرِهِمْ. So Allah curses them. بِكُفْرِهِمْ, because of their blasphemy. And if you look at Jews, فَقَلِيلًا فِي مَا لِتَّمَا Ibahamiya, always remember this word. Ma Ibahamiya li taqidil qilla. You call this Ma Ibahamiya, and it came to show extremely, extremely few. 1%, for example, will embrace Iman, true Iman and faith. Some will tell you they're embracing, but they want to infiltrate. And Malema says the EFF has been infiltrated by double agents. That was the breaking news. You see, so these guys, they will embrace Islam, but there will be double agents and so forth, majority of them. So we need to be very circumspect and careful regarding them and so forth. We must have our own intelligence to monitor them and so forth and so on. So then were the angels, then were the books, then were the everything, the Sabbath and Sabbath. So see, Allah says, chapter 7, verse 167, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ. Your Allah has announced, in the present tense, future tense, ila yawmil qiyamah, Allah will continuously punish them, Hitler, Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis, Abdul Qadir, Husseini, hell, everyone H. Sounds right, isn't it so? So you must remember that. So Allah said so. So nobody can change that. So we should be very, very clear on this issue. Allah will continue punishing them. Whether you have a black man in the White House or you have a madcap, a moron, you understand? A guy who needs to go for rifle repair, Trump in the White House, or you have Joe Genocide, Sleepy Joe. So anybody can come, or you have Kamala Harris also. It's not going to make any difference for them. They will always be punished one way or the other. So, and you see interaction with Muslims. Surah 5, verse 82, the last verse of the sixth Surah. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. That you will always find that your worst enemies are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Hindus. However, Islam does not allow us to put everybody in the same category and paint everybody with the same brush. So, لَيْسُوا سَوَى. They're not all equal. So we can't say every Jew, every Hindu. That's wrong. Islam rejects that. You must say majority Jews, majority Hindus. You see that? Then it's right. You must remember that. So, and you can see today the unholy alliance between Israel and India and how they are treating the Muslims. And third class, fourth class, fifth class, they can shoot them, kill them, children, put in the jail, interrogate them, rape them, and what then what? So everything for them will be kosher, the haramis. So that is what you are seeing. Now, 3-4 clarifications. Clarification number one, no one can make tahdeed. Tahdeed means specify. Victory is ours. But when will it happen? Only Almighty Allah knows. Similarly with Hazrat Mahdi, you can't say he will be out in 2025, 2026, all that we reject. There will be Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu appearing. When will it happen? Only Almighty Allah knows. So Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, the founder of Hamas, said, Zawalu Israel. So that is our title today, The Fall of Israel. So remember that in Arabic we call Zawalu Israel. So he said will occur in 2027, there'll be no Israel. So we say that is his ra'i, his opinion. It's not our belief. Our belief is Zawal Israel will take place. But Mata, when? Only Allah Ta'ala knows. It can be before that, can be 2027, can be after that. But fall, they will fall definitely. So we must be clear on that issue there. Next one is this, why Israel can last? Because Quran says, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Anything based on falsehood, remember, is zahuq. It is something that will perish. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقُ الْبَاطِلُ. You see that? So remember, the truth will always prevail and the batil will perish sooner or later. Let's look at the chronological table, you know, in the past century and so forth. So Palestine, all that was under the control, remember, of the Ottoman Empire. Then the Zionists came, they bribed everybody up, this and all. World War I took place and so forth, and then they lost everything, the Ottoman Empire. Then it came under the British, you see that? And then the British mandate, Lord Balfour and the Balfour Declaration, 1917, all those things here. So all these haramis they do. So everything was well prepared before that and so forth. They were just looking for an excuse. And then the British and the Jews, they came to settle down there because they in Europe, they didn't want Jews. You must remember that. They said these people are too shrewd, they're causing too much mischief. Hitler said that these people are promoting homosexuality, pornography, and they are charging exorbitant amount of interest. And that is what made him really go mad. And he did a good job. He got rid of many Jews. All that 6 million are all fairy tales and lies and fabrication, cash chambers and all that. All that 90% was cooked up, remember that. So some people must sympathize with them. But today you can see the world has caught up with them, that they anti-Semite and Holocaust and so forth. You causing the biggest Holocaust. Remember that past 75, 80 years. And you are the people who, what they are, 90% are foreigners. They got nothing to do with the Middle East. You go study each one's history. Netanyahu and them from Poland, another guy from Ukraine, another one from here and there and all that. So the real Semites are the Palestinians. They're there for centuries and centuries and thousands of years. So if you want to really study anti-Semites, so the Jews are the biggest anti-Semite against the Palestinians. Mm. So if you understand what's really happening, then the British left. You must remember that. And what they did, they gave somebody else's land without consulting them to a third party. So therefore, they are to blame. Remember Britain and so forth. Then remember United Nations are to blame. That day on 14th May 1948 said that this country Israel recognized, and the first country to recognize them was America. And all these Western powers, America, Russia, France, Britain, and Germany, and all recognized them. You must remember this. So that is how it was. So the founder of the mother of the harami, illegitimate child, that is Israel, is who? Britain. And the father became America after World War II. In simple terms, remember that World War I gave birth to Zionism in the some practical sense. And remember that the Muslims lost control. Put it that way. That will be a better way of saying. So Muslims lost control of Palestine in World War I. World War II, so then remember that that was given to them in 48, and America and them did so. So Britain, America, Russia, all, France, and all of them, Germany, colluded, and they said, fine, they need their own homeland, and so forth, and so on. And when the squatters came there, they said, we have hopes and aspirations. Do not chase us away as Europe and Germany chase us away. You see that? Mm. And what was their slogan? You must always remember their slogan. Their slogan was, there is a people without a land. There are people without a land. So that is true, that we are the people, the Jutlas would say, without a land. Because Europe kicked them out because of the atrocities and everything. But then the second part is all propaganda, fabrications and lies, and the Westerners want us to look the other way. The slogan of the Zionists was, and there is a land without a people. But Palestine with hundreds of thousands of people there, how the hell you can say there's no people there? So a people without a land, and a land without a people. You see, this was the slogan of the Zionists. So remember that. So that is how they came there as squatters, and then they mobilized. Palestinians were simple people, and generous people. Some min kalbak ya akulka. You have a puppy, and now you fed the puppy, you looked after it, that puppy became an Alsatian. So one day we were in school, you know, primary school. So then that guy, he didn't say Alsatian, he said Alstation. You understood? So we said, yeah, it's right, when your Alsatian bites somebody, we'll take you to the station. You understand? Police station. So anyway, you remember, so then the dog becomes an Alsatian, or it becomes a bulldog. So, some min kalbak ya akulka. That's exactly applicable to these people, the haramis, the jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, all of them. So, Allah Ta'ala gave them. All this is in the Quran. Go read the book, two books. One is in English, one in Arabic. Arabic, Haqa'iqul Quraniya Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniya. Chapter 17, verse number 6. Thumma raddadna lakumul karra. We gave them power again. Wamdadnakum bi amwali wa banin. We gave them wealth, we gave them children, we gave them army, all that we blessed them with. And wajalnakum akthara nafira. We gave them a powerful media. We gave them a powerful army and all that. All these meanings we can use. You see? So this are now mawqi'ul imtinan. Allah highlighting His bounties, favors for them. But study the usloob, the balagha, the rhetoric, the beauty, the style of the Quran. In that verse, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, the beginning of the 15th Supara, you will see Allah attributes everything to Himself. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةِ رَدَدْنَا وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ to Himself. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ. So everywhere is attributing to Himself. Isn't it so in Arabic? But then after that, in chapter 17, verse 7, Allah mentions about the Muslim army. Allah attributes everything to the Muslim, not to Himself. To show that I will elevate them to such a rank. And therefore, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah, the sage of the age, the waliullah, used to make dua, Allahumma amitni yawm al-jumu'a wa ana sajidun. Ya Allah, let me pass away on a Friday whilst I'm in sujood. He was such a waliullah, Allah accepted his dua. دل میں ابھی تک قلق ہے, دل میں ابھی تک افسوس ہے. I still have that regret, you know. I spent so much money that time, you know. They had to go from one corner of Cairo to the other corner, and that guy told me, you're taking a big chance. That a sheikh's house is under police surveillance. I think, let's go to hell with this policeman. So I'm a visitor tourist, and I just want to meet Sheikh Kish. And I reached there, his appa said behind the door, and she had a parda, everything on. And she said, Sheikh Kharaja ila al-matba, he's gone to the matba, to the printing press. When will he come? She bada saati. Now I'm not even sure whether he'll come, so then we went away. But I was very sad that day. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. So anyway, he, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, said there will be such people, 40 years ago he said, that army will come and they will not be corrupted by money, by rank, by status. There will be such an army, they will remind us of Sahaba and the real Mujahideen and so forth. And we see it today. Who can make the sacrifices like Yahya Sinwar, Sahibul Karamat? Who can make sacrifices like Ismail Haniya, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin? Nobody today. I'm speaking of this day and this age. Nobody can do that. You're going to 14 months now almost, 13 and a half months, and still Israel, what its allies can't beat them and so forth. So it shows definitely is Nasrum min Allah, wa Fathun Qareeb, and so forth and so on. So that is why we support them. Mistakes, they got mistakes. Everybody, we got worse mistakes than them and vices and sins than them. So look at the good and see Yahya Sinwar, Gaza, Fiha al-Izza has changed the history of the world now. You see, the landscape has changed. So we remember the sentence of Umar Mukhtar of Libya. He told the Italians, by us, imma zafar wa imma shahada, ihda al-husnayin, either we have victory or either we embrace martyrdom. Lan nastaslim li ahadin, we will never surrender to anybody. That is not in our lexicon. See, Hamas, same thing. Lan nastaslim, always remember that word, surrender. We will not surrender to you. You can bring America, you can bring Britain, you can bring whoever you want to. And we will not surrender. We will take you all on right till the end. So Allah Ta'ala wants, we must just make little bit sacrifices. In tansurullah, ay yansurkum. In tansuru deen Allah, yansurkum. Allah's help will come. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. You see, last week at the United Nations, the fourth time, they were for having a vote there for a ceasefire. 14 countries voted in favor. No abstentions. And one country vetoed, America, the haramis. So really, who are the real terrorists and who are the biggest haramis? Go and Google it. The youth in America, their sympathies are changing and moving more and more towards Palestine and Hamas and so forth. Mm. They're leaving America, leaving Israel, because this is a genocide that is viewed on camera and images every day coming out from there. First time in human history that is happening, so see. So that shapes the destiny of people, you must remember. They can see what is really happening and so on. And then the next day, or one day after that, we see the ICC then said officially they're charging him for war crimes and starvation of the masses and civilians and so forth and all. For him, Netanyahu, BB, the biggest harami, and for him, Gallant, the former defense minister. So now they are in a state of panic. So now they just want to kill. So that will happen. They will try their level best. But remember that they will fail also. You will see that how Almighty Allah made plans for the destruction of Israel. Look at the chronological table. First Hazrat Mahdi, to bring about some semblance of unity in the rank and file of the Muslims. Thereafter Dajjal. Dajjal is their leader, the leader of the Jutlas. And then who will follow him? Hadith, remember there, in Muslim Sharif, Sab'una alfam min al-Yahud. And from where? Amin Isfahan. So that again proves the point I'm telling you 100 times. The founding fathers of Shia Azam are who? A Yahud. Mm. So you take a coin, one side Jews, one side Shia Azam, same thing. Mm. One is the father, one is the child. So this hadith explains it already, and it's sahih hadith. And I went to Isfahan to go look for Dajjal, but we didn't find him that time. So every Shia Khan, two places I visited, Mawaz Zahid Khan and our Junaid Mota. So remember that I don't know if you will see it, but I saw it. Wallahi, I saw it. When I used to look at the Jews, the Jutlas there in occupied Palestine, you could see on their faces the la'nat and the curse of Allah Ta'ala. Same thing with the Kufar Shias. When you looked at them properly and you ask Allah, protect us from shururihim, you could see the curse of Allah on these haramis. Swearing Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, and all the senior Sahaba, radiallahu anhum. So therefore, we must protect the honor of the Sahaba and protect the honor of Islam and so forth and so on. Then we will find that there will be some real change. So yes, Israel will fall. There's no doubt about that. But when will it fall? Only Almighty Allah knows. I was telling you there are two books. One is Jerusalem, the Key to World Peace. And the Arabic book is Haqaiqul Quraniyah, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyah. What the Quran Kareem states regarding this issue of Palestine and so forth. So in a case like this, just take these two verses and that will summarize everything. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Remember these words. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final analysis comes, جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفَا. We will bring you in droves and droves, groups and groups. So many jutlas now have assembled there from outside in Palestine, occupied Palestine, and India or whatever. But Allah says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Chapter 17, verse 7. What will you do? Then you, the Muslim army, لِيَسُوءُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ. That you must disfigure the faces of the enemies. وَلِيَدُخُلُوا الْمَجْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَلَ مَرَّةً. And remember, they will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they did the first time via jihad. And nobody then can prevent you. You see, now the Juttas can prevent you. And kama dakhalu awwal marra. And then Uncle Sam, he won't know what to do. وَلَيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. And Allah will crush them. So let's remember them and their pride to pieces. So all this is still to happen. And Israel, remember that they are rank, status, everything now is tarnished and hopeless and so forth. Because now the countries know we can take action. United Nations said that these are people who are, remember, you know, the zalims and the oppressors, and they're preventing the aid and all that to go in there into Palestine. So many reasons we can mention. So that is why they will fall. And last statement. When the keys was given to Sayyidina Umar by Sofrianus, the leader of the Christians, and Wakana Baki, and he was crying, Ma Yubkika, why you cry? He said, Abe Zarkesad Likne Kabil. He said, Inna Zulma Lasa'a. When you make Zulam oppress, it will last for a little while. Wa Inna Adala Ila Qiyami Sa'a. And the justice will last till the day of justice. See? So we must learn all these things. There are millions of things. So inshallah, we're going Durban area and all that, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday morning, we'll come back inshallah. So we hope and pray that you also can take the maximum benefit and then disseminate it to the world and everybody listening. Ameen. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.